Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg, co-host Green Diva Lisa, and sidekick Green Dude Scott share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Our adoring audience here in the studio, Green Divas, you're welcome.
And the crowd goes wild.
I know. Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa.
And
guest Green Dude Paul.
You're
glad
not
to be here.
You're not a guest
anymore. Becoming
you
more of
what?
A regular.
Yeah.
I know. We're going to have to.
We're going to have to cut the guest.
Yeah, we're going to have to change the promo.
Scott better get in here. I mean,
we adore and miss Green Dude Scott, but he's busy.
He's having life. And we're really thrilled Paul can be here with us.
Well, this show just launches careers, so I hope that we all follow suit with Scott now that he's moved on to.
I know. He's a
fame
fly boy.
And claim.
Fly boy.
There you go.
He is playing with airplanes. So we have a very fun special show today.
Full show.
Well, Lisa, quickly, do you want to talk about the European Wax Center before we launch into
I most fun? Certainly do. I'm getting ready for another appointment myself. I'm getting very hooked on the European Wax Center, which they don't just remove hair. They reveal beautiful skin.
That's a nice tag, isn't it?
Yeah.
The good thing is that all of their products are natural, and they use a beeswax, which is different than the honey wax, and it's just a fabulous, wonderful, gracious, beautiful salon.
I'm new to the whole waxing thing, but it is pretty special.
And they're where? They're in...
Oh, and they're in Denville, New Jersey.
Right.
Thank you, Paul. Paul's paying attention. See, he's good. He falls right into our...
Right.
And later we'll be waxing poetic?
Actually, we will be.
I thought we might be.
Mr. Segway.
That was perfect.
Right? Yeah, no, our Sleeping Naked is Green is... We are going to talk poetry. Because she had a pretty funny entry that Lisa and I couldn't figure out.
We couldn't figure it out, and we decided, well, let's go with it.
Yeah, we'll just go with it and read some of our favorite...
But we'll talk about that
nature
later.
Nature poetry.
Yeah, we'll bring that up. Yeah. We'll bring that up later.
Yeah. Now, today's feature guest is Eco Karen, also known as Karen Lee, who really is, like, you know, Eco Karen crazy. She's got EcoKaren.com. She's the captain of EcoEtsy.com, which is exploding. And she's the editor of GreenLivingIdeas.com, which is one of our important media siblings, sister blog.
We have lots of media siblings,
by
the
way.
We
do. We do. We are very fortunate. But Eco Karen has lots to talk to us about. So we look forward to that. Then... As if that's not enough fun. We do have our Why Should We Care campaign going on.
Mm-hmm.
And this week we have the beautiful Sarah Stavro, who's a supermodel actress and the founder of Serafina, which is an eco-friendly interior design company.
Terrific.
She's going to be calling in and talking to us about what she's passionate about when it comes to sustainability and basically why should we care.
Terrific.
And
beautiful thing.
Then, drum roll please, our buddy, Ed Begley Jr.
Go way back with him.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. He's really a great guy. Actor, activist, of course, star of Living with Ed, founder of Begley's Best, and Mr. Really everywhere when it comes to green, you have to refer to Ed, you know, all things Ed.
That's right. Well, bless his wife.
Yeah. I hear they're going to be doing a new web video series, which sounds really interesting.
I can't wait to hear more about that.
Yeah, we're going to have to hit him up on that one to find out more.
I love his cleaning products. I've been using them.
Yeah,
they're really wonderful.
Well, he sent me like gallon jugs of this stuff, so I've been using it for a while, and I love it.
You've never looked cleaner.
Yes, I've been washing myself in it. Well,
actually, that's where I've used them at your house.
Well, what cracks me up is on the label. It says vegan. And when I see that on things like cleaning products, my first question is, oh, I can eat this?
It won't break your diet.
You might be able to.
I know. Well, that's kind of interesting, right? Is it that clean?
Yeah, he's quite the entrepreneur.
Yeah, a lot of vinegar.
A lot of vinegar. I like that. And we still have our G2 Organics giveaway going on.
Indeed, we do. And we're going to ask people to check us out on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page, Green Diva Radio Show.
Green Divas Radio Show.
And if you sign on, like us, and mention G2 Organics, then you'll have an opportunity to win a basket of really luscious goodies.
Well, and yeah, she gave us the thing when we hit 3,000 on our whatever Facebook page there.
We'll have
and
a
it's Facebook.com/ blah, 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 Green Divas. It's that simple.
That's amazing. I've heard of that Facebook.
Yeah, yes. it's hard for me to say.
Catching on.
I know. You think?
And if you ever want to get any information about our show or our other entities, you can always go to the website, thegreendivas.com.
And I just, you know, I was going to encourage people to go do this G2 Organics thing because we have the basket of goodies sitting in front of us.
Oh, my gosh.
At our office.
It's so tempting.
And she started to break it open the other day, and I had to smack her.
Got to watch her.
She had to stop me. Oh, I thought it was one of our—
Enter to win. Claim your prize.
That's right.
That's it.
Anyway, so that's that fun stuff. What's going on with you, Paul?
Oh, you know, there's always so many things going on. The show's not long enough. We are launching our Sustainable Jersey recertification. Many communities that got in on the first round of certification, so we're 6 months away from needing to file. We'll be launching on March 1st with the mayor. Tim Doherty will be with us at the Hyatt in Morristown, and I hope that the Green Divas will be joining us for our Drinks event that
night.
So March 1st from 6 to 9 at the Hyatt Morristown. Great opportunity to meet with like-minded folks and talk about all things green and sustainable.
Yeah. I've inked it in.
Terrific.
I'm curious about Sustainable Jersey
certification.
How many communities in New Jersey?
It's amazing. Well, it's amazing to many people around the country that New Jersey, as small a state as it is, has 566 municipalities.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
It is. The home rule. I guess 565 now that the Princetons merged.
And did they finally?
Yeah, they finally passed that through referendum.
What does it take to be certified?
Oh, it's
SustainableJersey.com.
There's 120 actions or so in 16 categories, and you need to earn a certain number of points. It's a very rigorous program. It's recognized around the world as an incredible tool for local communities to really measure and track their path towards sustainability. So, yeah, come out to the Hyatt on the 1st, and there'll be all kinds of information there. SustainableJersey.com is a great website if your municipality is not involved. But to answer your question, more than half of the municipalities in New Jersey are involved now. More than 300 are registered. Just under 100 of us are certified.
What?
And those of us that got certified
encouraging.
Early. Yeah, it
That's
really
exciting.
Is. It really is. It's a phenomenal program. It's being looked at around the country, around the world for replication. And it's always great when we can be proud of the things that are started right here in New Jersey and we can be at the leading edge.
So that means if you live anyplace else in the country, if you go to SustainableJersey.com, you can look at this certification.
Absolutely.
Program
I've actually presented the program to communities in New York State who wouldn't qualify for the certification, but the program is a wonderful roadmap, and the website is deep in resources, exactly who to get involved, what to do, how much will it cost, how long will it take.
It sets standards and gives them a goal to work towards, right?
It does. Yeah. And then the other thing to mention real quickly is March 25th. Is the next Morris County Sunday Supper Series dinner. I know you guys were nice enough to join us at the first
one. I want to make you say that again.
I know.
Sunday Supper?
The Morris County Sunday Supper Series. Yes. We were thrilled to have you guys with us at the first one. Back the night after the winter storm.
That was the big storm. Yeah.
And so March 25th at the Black Horse Tavern in Mendham. It's a seven-course meal, and the focus is on agricultural entrepreneurship. So we'll have a number of farmers and food innovators and even Dr. Weiss.
Ben will be there?
Ben Walmer and the Highlands Dinner Club in collaboration with Grassroots, the Daily Record section, which comes out on Thursdays. And this week the section is on these food innovators and agricultural entrepreneurs. It's a wonderful dinner.
But I know I will.
Well, I do want to say the thing that impressed me so much about that last dinner was the food was fantastic. I'm talking.
I know.
Creative and delicious.
Well, even remember the one gal they were serving the serving things that they used, like the little bamboo. Remember
sustainable. I know I'm going to use them again. I'm going to recycle them.
Yeah, she brought home a bunch
of
little bamboo spoons.
Well, we learned that from our grandmothers, right? The little butters and the creamers, and they sneak them in their
purse.
They
were throwing them away.
Oh my!
So we have to. I wanted to recycle them and be a good green diva.
Six chefs, seven courses. You can go on to look at the Grassroots section this coming week, and there'll be more information on it.
All right.
Great. Look forward to having the divas with us again, too.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. All right. Well, whenever there's food, there's divas. Anyway, I think Sarah Stavro is on the phone, so let's get her on the air. Hello, Sarah. You're on the air.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. And again, for our listeners, Sarah is a supermodel, actress, and founder of Serafina. And do you want to tell us a little bit about Serafina?
Yes. Well, our mission statement is giving old things new life. So we recycle textiles mainly, but articles as well. So we take textiles as far back as the 17th century. We restore them, cut them up, paste them together, and create things like pillows and whatever small bits of remnants that are left of the textiles. We make them into jewelry like a choker or a cuff. So we try to be pleasant to the universe by recycling and therefore using less new resources.
Can you tell us the website?
Yes, it's www.sarafine.com. Looks like Sarah Fine, but it's Serafina.
And it's just fine, Serafina. I'm really trying. Now, we're going to talk to you at length, I think sometime in April we're going to schedule her for a feature. But right now, we really want to zero in on our Why Should We Care series, and you're calling in to help us by telling us what you're most passionate about when it comes to sustainability.
Well, God, I don't know. I'm from Chicago. I was just home in December for a month, and it was 50 and 60 degrees.
That's weird for Chicago, right?
For Chicago, I never have fun in Chicago in December. I actually had fun. So though I enjoyed the weather, I think that, you know, the climate change, warming, no one can really deny it at this point. So we had so many hurricanes and storms that really affected the cotton market, the silk market, and we have to do something because we are affecting the planet. And yeah, if people want to keep having children, they want to have a nice world that they can breathe, live, eat, cohabitate in. So I think anytime we can recycle and do something to help the planet just to survive, kind of, or maybe we can't stop what we've already done, but we can definitely be conscious about what we do in the future or in the present moment. So that really has my number one attention at the moment.
Well, I think that's beautiful. I think that's really well said.
Right up there with my mission of repurposing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we got to get you. We got to get you two girls together.
Repurposing. That's exactly what we're doing with these textiles or clothes. We're repurposing them.
I love it. I love the look of everything. I'm on the site as we speak. So
good. Yes, and I also do that with clothes because, as you know, history is constantly repeating itself. And designers aren't always inspired by the past. So from that, if we all took and used wonderful vintage clothing, we would not only be helping the environment by repurposing, but we would also be promoting individuality.
I love the wedding pillows.
Oh, good. Yes, because I market those as heirlooms because we don't have a grandmother selling quilts anymore. So I tell people you can give this pillow to your daughter and she can pass it on. That way you don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on jewelry.
What a nice idea. I need a wedding pillow. I just got married.
Up.
Lisa, there you go. There you go.
It's supposed to be before the wedding.
Okay.
Now, but one of the things you could do, you know, in terms of repurposing the vintage clothing is you can use some old, if you can't wear somebody's wedding dress because it's, you know, that hasn't stood up over time in storage, then you can use probably parts of it to make these beautiful pillows.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. That really
is. Absolutely. Or you can even take part of it and make it into a shrug if you want to just have like a little jacket or something thrown after the fact. Or you can take it and you can make it into some jewelry if you want.
I personally, I'm a history freak. Like, I just love the idea of wearing, you know, 17th or 18th century cloth in form of jewelry. What a great idea.
I think that's fabulous, yeah.
It is a great idea. And also, too, you know, I was never into history. Once they told me Christopher Columbus discovered America, it didn't seem to sit well with me. So this is the first time that I started to actually like history was through textiles.
Interesting.
So I've donated textiles to certain schools, and from that they get a chance to teach children what is the turn of the century.
Oh, interesting. History through textiles. Oops. There's a new history show in that.
I love it.
Now, I'm going to tell you on the air, and someone will remind me that I have an antique piece of velvet, red velvet from the 1800s, and I'm going to send to you because I don't really know what to do with it.
Yeah, that was my question. I was going to ask. Not sure how a green dude jumps into this accessories conversation, but do you do custom orders where people have some kind of heirloom fabric that they'd like to have repurposed into something as a gift or?
Absolutely.
Oh, terrific.
Just as Meg was saying, a lot of people will give me some of their old textiles to actually do something for the wedding. But yes, I do. People do give me things from their grandmother, and I specialize mainly in custom. So absolutely, I just try to figure out what it is that you're trying to achieve and what the where do you want to put the – if it's going to be a pillow or something like that, then just where is it that you want to do it, and is it going to have a lot of activity? Because some of the 17th century stuff is a little bit too fragile for lots of activity, but some people put it on mantle.
I have just figured out what to do with the red velvet.
Okay. Lisa's got it. Well,
I'm not telling because it's going to be a surprise,
okay.
But I've already figured it out.
Excited. See? Well, listen, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We're going to talk to you again in April more at length about what you're doing. And
I look forward to it.
I really appreciate you calling in today, Sarah.
Maybe we could get some samples at our Earth Day event.
Oh, there you go. All right. We'll be in touch, Sarah. Thanks.
Oh, we love that. And by the way, men are my number one customers. They love pillow.
See?
Oh,
we could say we bought it from a supermodel.
I love that. You guys have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye,
you
Sarah.
Too, Sarah. Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, I cut her off there. Sorry.
I think we know where she was going from.
I know. Well, listen, we have to go on a break. When we come back, we've got a lot more today. Please stay tuned.
All right. Good morning.
What the heck happened to you last night?
Oh, it's just my old mattress. You know, I want one of those memory foam mattresses, but they're so toxic. I really can't go there.
You have to try Essentia. They're the only company making outrageously comfortable, all-natural foam mattresses. You know, like Tempur-Pedic, but healthier.
Really? Essentia?
Really. And I hear they're giving away $300 with the purchase of any mattress if you mention the Green Divas radio show. Find a store near you at myessentia.com. Hey, Lisa, how are those New Year's resolutions going?
Fabulous. I've checked off my whole list at Grassroots Market in Denville. Number one, eating well. Check.
Yeah, they have a great selection.
Two, saving money. Check.
I know. Everything is below suggested retail price, and they always run additional sales.
Three, exercise. Check.
Yeah, it's an easy walk or bike ride.
And four, supporting local business. Check.
Visit Grassroots Market at 20 First Avenue in Denville. Eat well and save.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
Welcome back to the Green Divas radio show. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa. Whoops.
And I am Green Dude Paul.
And we are live on the air with lots of exciting stuff. Okay, so now it's time for
Sleeping Naked is Green. At least Vanessa Farquharson, who wrote the book, thought so. Using her hilarious book, we will explore and expand on some of the 366 journal entries where she shares her year-long journey of trying new ways of being green on a daily basis. This segment is brought to you by Essentia, the only natural memory foam mattress in the world, myessentia.com, and of course, the Green Divas radio show.
Okay.
All right. Well, we had kind of an interesting Sleeping Naked is Green picked out today.
We've been inspired.
Well, it was kind of Vanessa had written an entry in February saying, write poetry in haiku form only. Haiku.
She usually has these wonderful ideas about how to make changes in one's life.
And we thought to ourselves, well, how is that more green except that you're using less paper?
That's the only thing we could think of.
You only have to turn the lights on for a few minutes to read it.
But you know what? We thought it would be an opportunity to appreciate some of the finer poetry of nature. And I don't know. I just thought it was kind of a fun idea.
It inspired Megan to look up some of this poetry that we have and think about nature and poetry. And so we decided to share that today.
Well, I want to read. You can hear me filtering through my papers because I have so many poems to read through today. But I wanted to read one by one of my favorite teachers in this area. I actually nominated her for the WMTR, you know, Your Teacher Rocks. I can't remember the name of the camp. Anyway, this is by Carrie McCaffrey, and it's called If I Found Water on Mars. If I found water on Mars, breaking through the red crust of Martian soil with my NASA pickaxe, as if lancing some boil, water turning the red sands white, my nation watching from mothership Earth like a hungry pride as their domestic lion turned wild, initiated her first kill, the media lauding. Isn't she valiant? I would kneel and pray a prayer for that planet. As a compassionate alien, like some astronaut priest beseeching God's mercy on that place's soul and other points as salient.
Wow.
Like, don't you, you know, like you feel like you got to sit with that one for a little while, right?
Yes. Right, each of them, yeah.
That there's so many.
It was Carrie McCaffrey, you said.
Yes, and she's a prolific and fabulous writer, so I would love to read her stuff all day. But we also have a poem that was written for us, a blessing.
Yes, it was from Carolyn Fairless, who was our last guest at the last studio we were in before we came to WMTR. And she and her husband drove out from, do you remember where she drove out from? Upstate New York? It was a long drive.
I thought they live in Vermont or something.
Yes, it was New England. And they came down. We were delighted to have them at the studio. And during the weekend while they were with us, she wrote this poem. Blessing is what the name of the poem is. May we be planted by the waters, a planting so deep, our roots sink down into the rich soil, moist. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me start that again, because there's nothing worse than ubbada ubbada in the middle of a beautiful poem. Let me try that. May we be planted by the waters, a planting so deep our roots sink down into the rich, moist earth until we stand on solid rock. May our minds and hearts know the intimate touch of the wind, our faces the heat and healing power of the sun, until we know ourselves as one with all life.
That was really special.
Very nice.
And she had written that for
just
us.
Just for you.
Aren't we special?
That's a green
We're
deal.
Very special.
Yep, that was in May of 2011.
Yeah. So, Paul, you're going to pick a...
Yeah, how about some Robert Frost?
I like that.
Yay.
I like that.
I like this one. The Road Not Taken.
Oh, that sounds like us.
It certainly does. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. And be one traveler, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that passing there, had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Really? Don't you love that? That's like just so classic.
It's like a theme poem for me.
It is. Well, thanks for reading, everybody. And that concludes this week's Sleeping Naked is Green. Well, that was fun. Remember to tune in to the Green Divas radio show next week to hear another installment of Sleeping Naked is Green, based on the book by Vanessa Farquharson. This segment was sponsored by Essentia, the outrageously comfortable natural memory foam mattress, so you can sleep green and healthy. Find out more at myessentia.com. All right. Whew. All right, we got through that. That was fun. I think that was inspiring. I'm not saying anything. I'm like, wow, you know, just kind of, wow, I'm all pieced out, man. All right, I'm just going to drink coffee. You guys talk.
Well, I did love this road less traveled. And we did do a Robert Frost poem in the middle of winter when it was snowing, which is, you know, stopping by the woods.
Yeah, because we spoke to his grandson or great-grandson.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, his great-grandson has a ranch out in Nebraska that does grass-fed and grass-finished beef, which I learned was a lot of grass-fed meats end up in the lot and getting grain right at the last minute before.
It's kind of bizarre.
Interesting. Yeah.
And so the grass-finished meat is just an added.
And what was his name again? I can't remember. All right, she's looking at me like, how could you put me on the spot? Well, we'll put all of this on thegreendivas.com, right? I'll take the moment to do our shameless plug, where everything you've heard about today on the show will be on thegreendivas.com in our regular weekly links and resources for the radio show.
That's great. Share those.
Well, it's helpful because, you know, if you're listening, let's say you're driving in your car, you're doing a Saturday errands, blah, blah, blah. You're not going to pull over necessarily and write down this stuff.
And you've got tremendous resources on the website. You know, all the archives.
It's overwhelming, really.
I can imagine from your side it is, but from the visitor's side, it's wonderful.
Really, I think from the visitor's side, it's almost too much. We really need help. Let me just put a shameless plea for help out there to some. All right. Hey, I think our friend Ed is on the line.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Let's not keep him waiting.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Begley. You're on the air.
How are you? So good to be on again.
I know. Thank you so much for taking the time to call. I know it's a little early out there, but...
I get up early.
I know you do. Well, you know...
Everybody knows you do, Ed.
I know. You've given us a peek into your life. And before we get going with the question, I did want to ask if we can ask you about your new web series that you're working on.
Yes, it's called On Begley Street. And, you know, it's going to be... a look at how we're going to build this new house. I've shown in the past with my show Living with Ed what you can do with an existing structure. I took an old 1936 energy inefficient house, and when I moved in 88, I quickly made it as energy efficient as one could. And so we'll show that, with new construction, what one can do with new construction. And as you know, there's a lot that you can do.
Yeah.
So does that mean your old house will be on the market?
It will be. We'll be selling that at some point. Well, who knows? If I keep working the way I'm lately, maybe I won't sell the old house, and I will rent it out and keep it in the family for one of my kids or grandkids to have. Who knows?
But, Ed, I'm looking for a rental right now.
I wish it was available.
It's a long commute.
We're about a year out from moving into the new place,
I know.
So we're going to be here a while happily. I love this house.
It's a long commute, but you never know.
So, Ed, what are some of the new technologies that you're most excited about in the new construction?
You know, I got to back up a bit. I didn't want to move. I'm very happy in this 1,600-square-foot house that's, you know, been made quite energy efficient. I thought I'd be composted out back and just die of this house. But Rochelle had other plans for me. She wanted more closet space, and quite legitimately, she wanted a separate bathroom for our soon-to-be teenage daughter.
Oh, yeah.
12 and a
half
now.
That is legitimate.
We're all sharing one bathroom. So she made some good points about either increasing the size of this place, but the lot is so small here.
Yeah, it's a tight neighborhood.
If you put a house in this lot, it would be out of scale with the neighborhood. So what we did was, I said, here's the deal. If you can go find the property still in Studio City that has more room for solar rooftop space, totally unshaded, a bigger, yard for growing vegetables and fruits, and also a big area somewhere in the property where I can put a big rainwater catchment tank.
Oh, nice.
Go find that and find it at this price. I went, she'll never find it. And within a week, she did. So I had to put up or shut up. And so now we recycled the old house on that different property about a mile east of us. I didn't want to take that down and destroy all that embedded carbon and energy used to make that.
Good for 1936 you.
House. But it had a lot of water damage and termite damage. There was nothing that we could save from that house.
Oh.
So we're going to build out of steel, foot thick walls out of steel, high recycled content steel. We're going to have 10,000 watts, 10 kilowatts of solar on the roof, totally unshaded. My solar here is shaded a good deal of the year because there's stuff to the south of me that blocks it.
Right.
And, I only have 550 gallons of rainwater tank in the ground here. I'll have 10,000 gallons there.
Wow.
and more vegetable garden, you name it. It's going to be good for everybody. So
we're excited to see it.
I can't wait to.
Yeah. Rochelle.
Anyway, so Ed, you're calling also to help us with our Why Should We Care campaign. So, you know, tell us what it is your I know this is a tough one for you because it's all important, right? But at least today, what would you say you're most passionate about when it comes to sustainability?
You know, what I try to concentrate on for people regularly come up and say, hey, I can't buy fancy solar panels like you. I can't buy a fancy RAV4 electric like you. And I say, I totally understand because neither could I when I started.
Right.
You know, do the cheap and easy stuff first. Get some energy-efficient light bulbs. Get some weather stripping. Put it up in your doors and windows. Get an energy-saving thermostat and actually program it. You know, ride a bike when weather and fitness permit. Take public transportation if it's available near you. Home gardening, home composting. Now, consider that list I just gave you. Everything on that list is very inexpensive. You do that stuff, you're going to save money right away. And then you can, if you enjoy saving money, I think most of us do, you can invest some of that money into newer green technologies and your stuff that is maybe medium-ticket items and eventually some big-ticket items, and you'll continue to save money over many years as I have. For 42 years, I've done all this green stuff for the environment, but boy, have I saved dough. And my latest, the latest one, the new thing, is I want folks to deal with their vampire power in the house.
Yeah.
That is to say their phantom power. All those things plugged in, you know, that aren't doing anything at the time. And so you can do that with a fancy Lutron system, a power management system, and if you can afford that, I'd love it. Another thing you can do is just buy power strips at, you know, Home Depot or Costco and put all that vampire power on them. You know, do not put on your fax machine, your answering machine, if you have those things, your clock radio, you know, all those things that you don't want ever to go off. But all that other stuff, put it on a power strip and go around the house, 1, 2, 3, 4 maybe, for the whole house, and you'll save all that power when you're asleep or when you leave the house, and it will rock your world the way it's going to lower your energy bill.
Yeah, it is amazing.
It really is. I've got a watt meter that's an inexpensive little tool that you can go around and plug in between your appliances and the wall that tells you exactly what the phantom power draw is.
So you learn,
it is quite
right?
Surprising.
Very helpful, that watt meter. Yes, I've seen those.
I have a quick question for people who are thinking about doing that right now. Do you just turn the switch off on the power strip, or do you have to unplug the power strip?
No, you just switch. There's a little switch in the power strip.
Right on.
1, 2, 3. And Belkin, I have no financial ties to Belkin, but I got to give them a little love. They have one with a remote control now. You can just go by the bed. All right, I want to turn off. You know, it's one thing to turn off your TV, but as you know, it's really not off because it's still plugged in. It's taking 55, 60 watts sometimes. So you just hit that Belkin, boom.
I love that.
So neat. But it's I want a clap on, clap off.
No, they'll come up with that next. And just be careful. Do not plug in your DirecTV box or your AT&T U-verse box, those things, because they take a while to reboot. Don't plug those in. You don't want to put in your clock radio. You don't want to put in that stuff. But all that other stuff, there's many things you look plugged into your wall. Put them on those strips. Turn them off with a remote or by hand, and you will save dough, I promise it.
Oh, my gosh. I could talk to you all day, Ed. I'm so glad you called. We're going to have to set you up for a longer interview in the spring.
Anytime.
I really appreciate it, and I'm excited to keep up with you on your new projects.
On Begley Street. It'll be out in a couple of months. Look for On Begley Street. Just do a Google search for On Begley, B-E-G-L-E-Y, Street. And you'll see the new web series coming out.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
We'd love to get a visit with you next time you're on the East Coast.
Yeah, that's right.
We will. Count it.
All right.
All
thanks,
Ed.
Bye-bye. Wow. He's always fun.
Oh, he is. He's so great.
All he's right. So energetic
Very
about
inspiring.
It, too. So, I'm ready to go home and get those powers. I have power strips, but I had forgotten that I didn't know whether it still drew.
I have a couple of actually green power strips that you have options. You know, some plugs are for permanent stuff, and some plugs go off when they're not needed.
Wow.
Smart,
that's awesome.
A smart kind
strip.
Of thing.
Smart strips,
thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Unlike me, but, you know. Let's go on break, and then we'll come back for Eco Karen. So stay tuned.
All right.
Welcome to Green Light with the original Green Diva, Megan McWilliams. Useful ideas for low-stress green living straight from the Fun Green Divas radio show.
Want to have a Green Diva face? Find out about natural facial care in just a moment. I want Green Diva nails without all the nasty toxic chemicals.
I've got the solution. I just tried this G2 Organics non-toxic odor-free nail polish and remover. Did I mention odor-free? Look at my gorgeous toes. And you should see the colors. The colors are great. And the best part? Each one comes with its cool little touch-up tube.
And I guess since it doesn't smell, you can whip it out anywhere. The touch-up tube, I mean. Find out more at G2Organics.com. I've tested a lot of facial and skincare products, and I'm like a canary in a coal mine. Sometimes they say organic, but if it isn't really clean, my skin will let me know quickly, and it isn't pretty. Here are a couple of facial products and ideas that have worked well for this super sensitive Green Diva. Make your own facial wash. It is so simple to make a nice face wash out of essential oils. Go to thegreendivas.com to find out my favorite recipe for lavender face wash. Lily Organics is my favorite moisturizing cream. Really clean. Really works. Visit Environmental Working Group, EWG.org, to get ratings on all your favorite facial and skincare products.
To find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcast, visit thegreendivas.com.
Have you or someone you care about gone through cancer treatments recently? Chances for survival are better than ever. But to support complete healing, call Dr. Kathy Ostroff, a certified clinical nutritionist helping post-cancer patients bring their bodies back into balance. Her highly individualized programs are based on detailed blood analysis that highlight critical imbalances. Call Dr. Ostroff at 973-822-2529. That's 973-822-2529.
Now more from the Green Divas and the token testosterone green dude, Scott.
I'm just waiting to see if we can get you on air singing that, Lisa.
No, I don't want to be singing. That's the one thing
Welcome
you
back
don't want to hear.
To the Green Divas radio show. Green Diva Meg.
And Green Diva Lisa.
And Green Dude Paul.
All right.
Sitting in for Scott.
I do have other good qualities other than singing.
You have lots of good qualities, Green Diva
singing
Lisa.
Singing is not one of them.
Now, Eco Karen, also known as Karen Lee, is on the line. Let's get her on the air. Hey, Karen.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Karen. I am so I love your site. I love the logo at the top of your site. It's very lively.
But here's the question. Which site? Karen is involved with so many sites.
I'm on Eco Karen.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Good morning, Meg.
So tell us a little bit about Eco Karen and how you became Eco Karen.
Well, I first started selling on Etsy before I even thought about having my site. So I was a newbie on Etsy, and I had no idea. I had no idea that people blogged to advertise their shop on Etsy. Then I learned that that's what they do. So I started blogging, and then I found a great team called Eco Etsy.
Wait!
I started to get involved with them. And
I have one question. I've got to stop you because I'm kind of dense, and I wonder what Etsy really means and what it stands for.
Okay, Etsy is a community of handmade sellers that have shops, and they have their own businesses, but they use Etsy as a platform to do business. And not all sellers are eco-friendly, but eco-friendly sellers, I think, are a huge makeup of Etsy community.
It does seem like
they're
it.
They're all handmade items. So in my opinion, anything that's handmade is eco-friendly.
Mostly, yeah. I mean, it seems like by definition it would be. Does Etsy, just real quick, I don't want to belabor it, but does it stand for anything? E-T-S-Y?
No.
Okay. Just curious. I always wondered. I thought maybe it's just I don't remember. I don't know.
No, it's not an acronym.
Okay. Carry on. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So I discovered this team of great sellers called Eco Etsy, who have the same mission as I do. We are handmade sellers, but we also really we really care about the environment, and everything we make are eco-friendly. Whether they're recycled materials or whether we upcycle items to sell, or we just have environment in mind when we manage our businesses and also our personal lives as well. So I discovered the team to kind of get advice and to have the support as soon as I opened my shop. And then about a year after I joined, I became a captain. So now we have over 400 members.
I like that. They've got captains. And what I mean, like, yeah. Is there co-captain? You have,
right.
Like, sergeants?
We're a team, yeah. So we have captains and co-captains and leaders.
Awesome.
Yeah. So then when we, about 2 years ago, when I joined the team, we started to do a lot of events, team giveaways and auctions. We do a huge auction for Earth Day. But the latest big news is that I will be representing EcoEtsy and speaking at Martha Stewart's annual conference in March.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a huge honor, actually. And Etsy had referred me to the person who was in charge of the events at Martha Stewart's. And the event is called Dreamers into Doers Conference, and it takes place on March 6th in New York. And I will be talking about how to green your business and save money.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, being that we are a team of Etsy sellers, we're business owners, we know all about being eco-friendly. But also, having an eco-friendly business means we save a lot of money in resources, you know, because we don't have to, we don't have to buy everything new.
Right.
And we really try to keep everything streamlined so that we're not impacting the environment. So,
right, so you guys, as
people don't realize that when you're green, you really save money. So that's what I'm going to be talking about to 80 business owners who will be attending the conference.
Wow.
So that's a huge event for the team.
That's great. I want to go.
Me too.
That's the real power.
I wish I could invite the team members as well, but unfortunately this is just for the 80 business owners who actually get selected.
Out yeah.
of, from what I understand, it's over 10,000 business owners who apply.
Wow.
To be nice. Selected, and only about 80 get selected to attend.
And small business is really the opportunity for big change. There's so many more small businesses and those impacts collectively. So good for you. That's
yes.
That's really a wonderful message to get out there.
You know, especially in because of the economy, there are so many businesses and sole business owners who are starting their dream business. So this event is really a reflection. I mean, it's a reflection in all times, but especially now, I think more and more people are starting their own business. And they're on a tight budget. And, they don't necessarily have the backers that big corporations do financially.
Yeah.
So I think saving money is a big issue for them. And they may be already be very green, but they don't realize it. But I will be talking about that. But
well, it's a lot like Ed was just talking about, that, you know, when you find that you can save money doing a lot of simple things, and that's what you're talking about, how we can save money and therefore be more effective, more profitable, and stay alive as a small business, which is
right.
So challenging.
I mean, he was talking about this, power strip, how the vampire power. I mean, why would you want to spend money when you're not using energy?
Yeah, right.
And when you give them ideas to reduce the energy cost, they're not just being green, but they're also saving money. So
yeah.
I think most people, when they realize the tools that are available, I think they're really, they'll realize how, greening really means saving money. So it's just little things that you just want to, bring into light when you talk to the business owners. So I think it's a great opportunity, and I'm really actually glad that Martha Stewart thinks that this is a big
yeah.
enough issue
yeah.
for her to actually hold a workshop. I mean, I'll be holding the workshop for 45 minutes in front of these people. So I was really thrilled that she even thinks that this is an important issue to start talking about it and to teach the business owners.
I love that, like Ed's message of, you don't have to spend a lot of money to start out.
Not
do what
all,
you
yeah.
can to start.
Right. Right.
Sure.
Now, I hear.
Also, there are so many online tools now that are available, and the big news that I have actually for my team, and
yeah.
this is the first time I'll be announcing this, is
Ooh.
That we've been invited by a website called Practically Green. to be on their platform, and every member on our team will be able to join and register, and we're going to have our own group page on Practically Green, and they actually sell these features to big corporations like Sony, Seventh Generation, so that employees of big corporations can join, and they have internal competition, so to speak, so that you can see what Susie is doing, what Johnny is doing, and whether you can beat them, and whether in terms of being green. And the website has over 400 questions that you can answer to see how green you really are. So you can join and have an internal group, and they have invited our team to be on their site, and I'm really, really excited about it because I think our members will be great.
Now, do they offer, like, fun incentives, you know, sort of like sales things internally where they have, you know, win a trip to Hawaii?
That would be nice, wouldn't
That wouldn't be very
Yeah.
Very
yeah,
cool.
All right. I would love to win a trip to a Galapagos Island or something
yeah,
like
right,
that.
Right, right. Go on a little eco-vacation.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the site itself doesn't, but we can do it as a team, and I have a huge incentive plan for our team members so that they can continue to be better. Because we are all green, that's why we are on the team, but there are so many things that we can do to improve as well. So I'm going to hold a sort of like an internal little fun competition where we'll announce a winner every month, and then we'll advertise their Etsy shop on our blog.
Oh, and like we'll, feature, yeah.
Yeah, we'll give them a little special feature. And then at the end of the year, next year, we will have a huge actual prize that we will give to the winner of the whole year competition, so to speak. So that winner will receive a actual prize, you know, like a prize basket. We hold an auction. Actually, we're having an auction this year as well. We have an auction for Earth Day every year. So all the members donate their items, and we make a huge basket, and then we donate the proceeds to nonprofit organizations every year. Last year, we donated to Habitat for Humanity. The year before, we donated to WWF.
Yeah, the World Wildlife Fund.
Right, World Wildlife Fund, yes. Tongue twister.
It's all right. It's Saturday morning.
Yeah, we do auctions like that, and we donate proceeds to the nonprofits so that, you know, we have a purpose. We don't just sit around and knit all day and, you know, we talk about being green. We actually take action. So this Practically Green group will be a great incentive for
okay,
our
so
members, to be honest.
Lisa and I have to come up with one of our handmade items and join up real quick, right? So we can be
sure.
part of this.
Why not? Open a shop.
All right.
Join
all
the team. We'll have a great time.
Because we do. We make things all the time. Every
there you go.
There's always something going on in our test, you know,
and,
kitchen.
And green dude also. We love testosterone in our team.
Okay. Well, I'm a pretty handy guy.
We have members who make birdhouses with reclaimed wood.
Oh, nice.
Great.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
you
were talking about
computer parts. You can make, you know, bookmarks and jewelry and clipboards with computer part components.
There you go.
You were talking about donating to Habitat for Humanity last year, and they are champions at repurposing, if you've ever seen restores.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you want to repurpose building materials and things, either just for your home or if you're crafty and want to use some of those items, check out their restore.
Yeah, that's a nice...
Oh, they do have a great website for that, and we have actually a lot of members who do use reclaimed home materials like wood, cabinets, door pulls, handles.
They'll actually deconstruct a house. If you know of a house that's coming down or know that somebody's thinking about
buildings. I wonder if Ed was talking about that house they're taking down.
You can call them and they'll come and do an estimate. It costs some money because they do have to pay for it, but I have watched them take nails out of wood so that they can reuse wood. It's quite amazing. You know, they use company groups to volunteer and do projects like that.
Now, you also are the editor, as if you don't do enough, of greenlivingideas.com, which is one of our sister sibling sites on important media.
Yes. I'm an editor. I've been an editor on Green Living Ideas since last year, and it's a really fun site because it's really all around everyday life tips that we share. And we just had an article about how to make your own paint using flour.
Wow.
And some clay materials and some silica.
Interesting.
I mean, I would never think to make my own paint like
no,
that. But
I would never.
Yeah, we have really ingenious writers who come up with the best, living tips that
well,
you can do naturally.
Is it safe for me to say I'm not an ingenious writer, but I think we're going to be now blogging, you know, weekly and sharing our podcast and some of our ideas.
Yes. That's so exciting. I'm so glad you will be uploading your podcast on our site so that we can have all your ideas in one shot deal.
Yeah, I know. We have a lot of ideas in an hour that come through all of our
and your guests. It would be awesome to have our readers listen to your great guests. I would have never thought that Ed Begley Jr. would be on before me and kind of like my opening act.
I'm sure he'll appreciate that. it's fun.
I love him. He's so good. I loved him when he was on
St. Elsewhere, right?
St. Elsewhere.
That's where I first fell in love with him as well.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, that's right, St. Elsewhere.
It's very exciting. We're very fortunate to, be connected to folks like you and Ed and Sarah and anyway,
thank you for inviting me.
Really appreciate it. Well, we met last week. It was really fun to finally meet. There's so many people that I correspond with and
right.
blog with even. And, you and I have worked together but parallel and have never met. So it was very exciting to meet you. And I look forward to
it. Yes, it was nice to dish and talk shop.
I want
to
be
in the middle of Manhattan. Yes.
I want to be in the next round. I'm sorry that I missed it. It sounded like
you.
Fun.
Oh, well, listen, have a great rest of your weekend, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you, Megan.
Thanks,
you, Lisa.
Karen.
You bet.
Bye-bye, Karen.
Bye-bye, Green Dude.
Oh,
okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Wow. Yeah, no, she's a lot of fun, and, like so many of our wonderful guests, she's got so much going on and so much to share with us. So.
Oh, great relationships building. Wonderful, like she said, that Martha Stewart is taking this stuff to another level.
It is
people
exciting.
That we have no way of reaching, and yes, it saves money, but there are some people that have this perception that the look isn't good enough for them, so having...
Right.
Having someone like Martha Stewart kind of put her stamp on, you can be green and fashionable and
that's what I mean.
It's
like the Oprah stamp.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what it does is it says that you can be green, save money, and be stylish.
Mm-hmm. Which is what we are all about.
Diva's the stylish, too.
Anyway. That's what we care about the planet, but we still shave our legs.
Really? No.
Right here on the radio.
Kidding. Anyway, we have... we are booked up until April with all kinds of wonderful interviews, and I'm blanking out on who I have next week. But
well, while you're looking, we're very excited that the Green Divas are going to be joining us at our Earth Day Experience here in Morristown.
Oh, we're excited
April
22nd. About that too.
Yeah, talk
on
about
Earth
that
Day.
For a minute.
One of the things that I'm so excited about is utilizing this. Parking garage. Talk about the parking garage.
Yeah, it's really an amazing building. Our Morristown Parking Authority here in Morristown took
of all places.
Leadership to construct a gold LEED standard building, office building for themselves and folks like the Dodge Foundation who tricked this building out for them with their support.
I like that.
That's
green
awesome.
Roofs
green
and
tricked out, man.
Three-story bio wall. So it's a solar and geothermal powered 800-car parking garage that we'll be transforming into an Earth Day experience that includes the Green Divas radio show as a partner, helping us put together the Sustainable Living Showcase to Expo to introduce people to products and services like those we're talking about today. And we'll have food and music and arts, a townwide garage sale, a hybrid and electric auto show.
It'll
be really a wonderful time.
The great thing is that it doesn't matter what the weather is. If it's raining, we're covered, but we still feel like we're outside
That's
and it's
right.
open.
We move to the roof if it's sunny.
It'll be fun for people to walk up and up and up and then back down again and
April 22nd, sustainablemorristown.org.
That would be Earth Day.
That
on
is
Earth
the actual,
Day.
Yes.
It's where you want to be on Earth Day,
baby.
There you
and
go.
Come All and right. meet us. We want to meet you.
So we've burned up another hour. How much
Already?
Fun did we have?
Holy!
I hope you all have a great green week and tune in next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.